From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. On the program today, Dr. Brian Norcross, Morgan Davis, and Leslie Lindemann from Allegro, Lancaster's Chamber Orchestra. We're talking about all aspects of the orchestra, from the mission of the group, how the music is selected, to how it all came together 13 years ago after Brian and several classical musicians performed in a house at a birthday party.
So we got to eat, we laughed, the musicians talked with the audience that was literally sitting on top of them. Literally sitting on top of them. And I found myself smiling and laughing like I had never laughed at a concert before. And on the way home, I said to my wife, we've got to figure out a way. There's just got to be a way to experience that with an orchestra.
Coming up, we're talking about Allegro, Lancaster's Chamber Orchestra, whose summer season is right around the corner. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Happy Memorial Day, the unofficial beginning of summer here in the U.S. of A. And that means Around the Wood Stove is starting our summer vacation. This is the last episode for a while, but of course there's more stuff than ever happening in Lancaster and all around the central Pennsylvania creative scene. So be sure to get out and take advantage of everything that's going on this summer. But a couple of things to keep an eye on. Our good friends over at Telus 360 are already lining up a very full calendar for the summer. This performing arts venue is really still in its infancy, and they've already hosted dozens of blockbuster concerts, variety and comedy shows, music festivals, theater, and much, much more. All summer long, they'll be bringing it in the comfort of their cozy pub, their concert hall, and of course, up on the green roof. Visit telus360.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter to keep up. And if you need an excuse to check it out, the Gypsy Jazz Sounds of Lava Cave will be there this Friday, May 30th, at 9 p.m. Telus 360 is at 24 East King Street in Lancaster. Also, be sure to keep up with The Fridge and their Music Monday series. The Fridge is a craft beer bottle shop and gourmet pizza shop in Lancaster that is typically closed on Mondays, but periodically open their doors on a Monday evening for an intimate concert featuring both regional and national acts. The performers are always top-notch, almost as good as the pizza, and the setting is awesome. Seating is always limited and most of the shows sell out, so keep your eye on The Fridge at beerfridgelancaster.com or connect up with them on Facebook and Twitter. The next Music Monday concert is coming up on June 2nd with The Silks from Providence, Rhode Island. So be sure to stop by The Fridge and grab a ticket at 534 North Mulberry Street in Lancaster. Allegro is Lancaster's chamber orchestra. It's been around for over a decade, bringing joyful music to Lancaster every second Saturday each summer. We get to find out all about it with conductor Dr. Brian Norcross, musician and board member Morgan Davis, and the orchestra's vice president, Leslie Lindemann. We're talking about Allegro on Around the Wood Stove. Brian, Morgan, Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
For those out there who aren't in the know, let's dig back to the history of Allegro. Tell me about when it started and why.
The start was actually a birthday party.
Really?
It was a guy named Emery DeWitt, who is a friend of mine. He had, around age 40 or so, decided to start to play the oboe. And he got pretty good at it. So as a birthday present, his wife hired a string quartet. They have a large living room and invited friends over. And we all sat on the floor and on chairs, and the quartet played, and other people soloed, and Emery got to play his oboe with this string quartet. And it was delightful.
So wait a minute. So had he been playing for a while?
He'd been playing for about 2 years at that point.
Okay.
So he was playing really quite well. So we got to eat, we laughed, the musicians talked with the audience that was literally sitting on top of them. Literally sitting on top of them. And I found myself smiling and laughing like I had never laughed at a concert before. And on the way home, I said to my wife, we've got to figure out a way. There's just got to be a way to experience that with an orchestra. We just have to find a way. She said, well, do something about it. I said, oh, okay. So I pulled together a bunch of other musician friends, described Emery's birthday. He was there. And that group of friends and musicians became the board of Allegro.
Wow.
That night, they all said, yes, I want to be part of this concept of doing joyful music, breaking down the barrier between the audience and the players, creating an environment where people will smile the entire concert. Let's find a way to do this.
Now, I'm admittedly not super in the know when it comes to classical music, but that's not really the traditional concert
setting, right? So the traditional concert setting is you sit in rows, you're quiet, and certainly don't make a sound between movements of pieces, like clapping, oh my goodness. And the performers come on stage, and they've got their tuxes and everything, and they will probably ignore you. And then they'll sit down, they'll play, and then you clap, and then they play, and then they clap, and everybody goes home. And this was saying, no, we're going to be a community. We're going to have the musicians greet the audience at the door. We're going to have talking. We're going to have the conductor talk about all the pieces to the audience. In intermission, the players go out and talk to the audience.
Sure.
I greet the audience as they're heading out at the door, shaking their hands. And people go out smiling, saying, hey, I've experienced music like I've never experienced it before. And this was joyful, which is one of the definitions of Allegro.
I can vouch for that. I went. I was at a show last summer, and it was fantastic. Now, I haven't been to a lot of classical music concerts, so I don't have a baseline, but I thought it was fantastic. So, you know, it definitely served the purpose for my experience. So when was this? Like, what year did this start?
Well, we're going to our 13th season now.
Okay.
So that was 12 years ago. That was actually 14 years ago was the birthday party. We spent a year getting organized. We finally received our most important large donation from Shank Strings in Elizabethtown, and the board said, we've got enough money to run the first concert.
Nice.
And that was 1 month from the first date. So the next day I hired everyone, got music put together, we mailed it out, and within a week everyone had their music, we were ready to roll. TJ Titcombe, who became the president of the group, designed a logo, we created shirts, we ordered them and got them, and we ran up the first concert, and almost 300 people came out.
Wow. You were moving.
We were moving at high speed.
Where was that concert?
That concert was at the Barsinger Center for Musical Arts at Franklin and Marshall College.
All right, right on. Now, I know you play, I don't know if it's all the shows, but a lot of the shows at the Ware Center now.
We're now exclusively at the Ware Center with both our summer series and also the Music in the Round and our youth orchestra called Allegretto. That's all at the Ware Center.
How did that partnership form?
Well, the person who ran the Ware Center for some time, Harvey Owen, is the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. He is amazing. And he became aware of Allegro. He came to a concert. He said, this is exactly what's supposed to be happening at the Ware Center.
And we
said, well, that's very nice, but we're at the Barsinger Center. And some things happened, and he kept on talking, and then we started talking, and then we had a tour of the facility. And when we walked upstairs to the third floor atrium, we said, oh my gosh, we can do a concert series here. And history was made at that moment. We negotiated and we moved everything from Franklin and Marshall to the Ware Center. Now we're downtown along with all the other arts, and it's a real thriving thing.
It is really, you know, that whole block is, I was walking past there today and I noticed, you know, there's the sign on the trust, and I was sitting in front of the Fulton, and there's the Ware Center. Just like when you think back, you know, 10 years, maybe even, 6 or 7 years, boy, the landscape was just so much different than it is today. It's a really exciting area to be in.
Yeah, things have changed a lot with the performing arts. There's sort of a performing arts quad has developed there.
Yeah, and ice cream.
Which we make sure to utilize. We have A lot of local restaurants and caterers are featured during the Music in the Round performance, before you can eat, after you can eat. We've got Carmen and David's Sugar Whipped Bakery. So we try to pair up with people that are around the area.
That's great. So now, Brian, you've been there since the beginning then.
Yeah, I was at the birthday party.
Leslie, how long have you been with Allegro?
I started with Allegro about 4 years ago, the summer after my sophomore year at Franklin and Marshall College. And I was working in Lancaster, and I wanted a little bit more to do with my summer. And I had played violin under Dr. Norcross, and I heard about Allegro. So I decided to see if they could use an intern. Who can't use an unpaid intern?
So I
started working with them, doing some marketing things, and just trying to develop a greater audience for their concerts. And that's how it began. And then just 2 months ago, I started as vice president.
So congratulations.
From intern to vice president in what 4 years.
What does that role look like?
Vice president really does a lot of the coordinating for the concerts, whether it's gathering up enough volunteers, since we are all unpaid except the musicians and the artistic director, conductor. Everyone else is just helping out because they love to hear music that's instrumental in any form, whether it's classical or some other types of music that we're incorporating with premieres, movie music. So I coordinate the volunteers, and I also help recruit students to be in Allegretto, which is our youth chamber orchestra. So it's all high school students who are just exceptional in their instrument, and they audition for us and play 3 concerts a season. And they are just phenomenal. If you closed your eyes during a concert, you'd think they were professionals who've been playing for 30 years. So I help recruit those members to join with Allegretto.
So you got a full plate.
Oh yeah, but I love it.
Let's listen to some music. I've got some clips here from Allegro. The one we're gonna set up is Calendar Colors, Ralph Lehman. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Ralph Lehman is a composer who lives in Elizabethtown.
Is that right?
He plays bassoon. He plays bassoon in Allegro. And he writes music that is delightful, accessible, beautiful. And he's become sort of our resident composer because he's composed a number of works. And he oftentimes says, Brian, I'm working on another piece. I don't want to overdo it, but do you think maybe Allegro might be interested? I said, Ralph, of course, this would be terrific. So Calendar Colors is a 5-movement work. We're going to hear just a portion of one of the movements that associates a color with different seasons or different months. And the premiere was a huge hit in August, this past August. And in fact, it's been picked up and performed by several other organizations since that time. And that's one of the dreams of an artistic director. If you can have a premiere that other people actually perform, that means you've sent a piece of music out into the big bad world and cool things start happening.
That's awesome. Well, here's a sample of what you can experience at an Allegro concert. This is Calendar Colors by Ralph Lehman on Around the Wood Stove. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Now back to our conversation with Dr. Brian Norcross, Leslie Lindemann, and Morgan Davis from Allegro. We're talking about Lancaster's Chamber Orchestra on Around the Woodstove. Let's talk about how the music is selected.
So when Allegro started, we decided that we needed to find a specific niche. And we also decided we didn't want to just be like any other orchestra in the area. We've got a fantastic orchestra right down the street, the Lancaster Symphony. We didn't want to be another Lancaster Symphony because that's already terrific. So we decided that going with a smaller group, the size of about an 18th century orchestra, which would be about 30 to 35 players. And that meant we could do music of Mozart and Haydn and Beethoven and composers like that in the same size and design as what Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven had in mind. So that's really the core of our repertoire. But we also recognize that all music was new at some point.
Right.
So just becoming a museum piece of doing 18th century music, we didn't think that was the right choice. So we've expanded. So our core is still 18th century. We still got Mozart, still got Beethoven, we still got Haydn. But we're also doing music that we've commissioned.
That's great.
By living composers. So the piece that we just heard, Ralph Lehman, he's a composer from Elizabethtown. Shortly we'll be hearing another work by composer John Carbon, who is a colleague of mine at Franklin and Marshall. So it isn't that we're just doing all new music. We're not. The core of what we're doing is still 18th century.
Sure.
But we're also saying, let's bring in some things by the 20th century and 21st century that are appropriate for a smaller orchestra.
So I'm calling this the chamber orchestra. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So to tell me, what's the definition of a chamber orchestra?
Well, maybe a comparison is a good choice. So let's talk about our good friends, the Lancaster Symphony, which we describe as a full orchestra. They're between 60 and 80 players. This is about half that size.
Okay.
That also means there are fewer woodwinds and brass and fewer percussion, because that's just the way that is. And when you have fewer of them, then you have fewer string players.
Okay. So it's like a domino effect.
It's a domino effect, right. So the issue is who plays highest and loudest.
Got it.
And then you have to balance that out. In Mozart's day, that's what we'd expect to see between 8 and 12 violins and 3 or 4 violas, 3 or 4 cellos, 1 or 2 basses, and then some winds that would balance that. And that's how we end up with pairs of flutes, oboes, clarinets, bassoons, a couple of horns, some trumpets, and throw in some timpani. We're all set, ready to roll. When we get into the 20th century, 21st century, we might add some trombone here, a little more percussion, and that's where we get some different flavors for the music, different timbres and colors.
Is there a process for, okay, here's a concert, and let's figure out what music we want to do, and then who we have to pull in? How does that work? Because you're mixing it up, right?
Oh, yes. So the Allegro board is very careful in what music we choose, and the process we go through is amazing. I create a sort of a wish list. It's massive. And then we start mixing and matching. And then we meet and we say, okay, none of that works. And we keep on mixing and matching. All that didn't work. And we mix and match. And how about throwing this and that? And so there's a team effort to say, we got to make sure that every single concert, when people come, they're going to hear something that they absolutely loved, maybe something that they've never heard before, and they're going to want to hear it again. And our goal is to make sure it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience every concert. And that's quite a challenge.
Absolutely.
So the process to get 3 concerts organized takes about a month with about 8 meetings.
And a lot of rock, paper, scissors.
A lot of rock, paper, scissors.
Morgan, let's bring you into the conversation. So you're one of the musicians that performs with Allegro. How long have you been with the orchestra?
I played my first concert with Allegro last August, so I actually played the premiere of Ralph Lehman's piece.
Fantastic.
At my first in my first Allegro experience.
And what instrument do you play?
I play flute.
What's that like? So as a musician, first of all, I don't know if this is really unique. It sounds very unique, but are there other orchestras out there like that? And if not, if so, What's that like as a musician to come across this orchestra, join it, and then perform what sounds like a fairly non-traditional setting?
Sure. Prior to Allegro, my orchestra experience was pretty standard, you know, playing in the bigger size orchestras like Lancaster Symphony.
Sure.
You know, kind of that typical 60 to 80 people-sized orchestra. And so, you know, I've lived places, there have been chamber orchestras, but all of them sort of take that 18th century approach. And so...
So it's just a mini version of the big one.
Yeah. And then, you know, when I got here and I was immediately kind of taken with this idea of a smaller orchestra that was trying to do something other than that.
You know, something that
kind of respected that in the way it needs to, because that's where it came from, but you know, puts it in a different spin on it for people that maybe aren't familiar with classical music. So you're kind of putting it out there and saying, hey, you should check this out, because this is actually pretty cool, all these things we can do.
What's it like to welcome people into the space as a musician?
I think it's great. I mean, you know, maybe I'm speaking out of turn for every musician, but it's our hope, you know, playing classical music, that we're going to find a way to convince everybody else it's as cool as we know it is.
Right.
So, you know, the best way we can do that is to talk to people and, you know, hey, I'm a regular person like you. And, you know, when I'm driving in my car, maybe I listen to the Rolling Stones, maybe I listen to Beethoven, you know, there's room for all of that.
Sure. But you're not a robot who just comes out and does
right.
their thing and then walks off the stage.
Yeah, because I think sometimes people think if you're not trained in that, then there's no way you're going to get a handle on,
sure.
you know, how to really enjoy it.
By the way, that's not to say that classical musicians are robots. I just want to clear that up.
That's all right.
Let's talk about the format of these concerts a little bit, because I did experience the one concert, Music in the Round, really, really cool, sitting like I was basically rubbing elbows with a violinist during the concert. And that was a really neat experience. My daughter was with me, who plays violin. She was 10 at the time. So we really had a great night. Is Music in the Round always your format, or is it one of your formats?
So Music in the Round is a separate series.
Oh, okay.
It's a 3-concert series. This coming season is going to be in November, January, and March.
Got it.
Our summer series, which is we just call Allegro, is a little bit more traditional in seating, that we sit in a concert hall and people are sitting in rows. But I talk to the audience
right.
about the music, and I talk in ways that is making sure that everyone feels comfortable with what they're going to hear. There's no preconceived sense of, hey, you've got to know what's going on. It's, I don't expect you have any idea what's going on, and I want you to love this, so I'm going to tell you some reasons why you should love this,
sure.
things to listen for.
So Steinman Hall is where you're doing the
That's correct.
Concerts. And do you do Music in the Round at the Ware Center then as well?
Right. So Music in the Round is then on the third floor
okay, right.
of the Ware Center in their beautiful atrium.
Let's move to a couple of the other programs. Now, Allegretto was mentioned earlier, and you have this other program, Allegro Next Gen. Can you tell me the mission behind those and the purpose of spinning off other programs?
For some time, a number of the players in Allegro would say to me, Brian, this is just so terrific. We want our students to have this kind of experience, because this type of thing, a chamber orchestra doing really sophisticated repertoire with my rehearsal philosophy, which is one of joy in rehearsal, I only yell if it's good.
That's unique.
If it's not good, then we're going to find a way to solve it. But otherwise, I run a fast-paced, upbeat rehearsal, and that results in fast, upbeat performances. Well, so they said, we want our students to have this experience. And I hemmed and hawed for some time, saying, well, I just can't imagine taking on anything else.
Sure.
Well, so then Allegretto was born, because people said, we really want you to do this. So, okay. And now we're in our 5th season for Allegretto, where we have outstanding high school students, not just from Lancaster County, but from surrounding counties, who are now coming in because we're doing really sophisticated, terrific repertoire at a really high level with these joyful, fast-paced rehearsals. And that really fits our mission of reaching out to making sure that we have joyful musical experiences for every age. And so we have the high school kids who are doing this. And Leslie mentioned, you close your eyes, there are times you say, these could be pros. They just did Beethoven's 3rd Symphony, and they really just They really kicked it terrific. It was fantastic.
Well, if I could add to that, I think the very first time that I met Brian, we sat and talked for a while, and I had just moved to Lancaster. And one of the things we connected over was experiences we had when we were students and kind of how those shape you as a musician, you know, when you're a professional.
Sure.
And specifically how sometimes a negative experience can shape your approach to teaching and performing. And I think that that's so important to, you know, you're not sugarcoating things, but you're finding a way to motivate students that's positive and joyful. And I think it's really important that they have that experience, but also at a high level of music making at the same time.
It sounds fascinating. What's the difference then between Allegretto and Allegro Next Gen?
So Allegro Next Gen, lack of a better word or words, we describe as a mentoring orchestra.
Okay.
This combines Allegro, the professionals, with Allegretto, the high school kids, sitting side by side. Hence Allegro Next Gen.
Got it.
And we do this once, sometimes twice a year. We're expecting next season that we'll actually do it twice. This season is going to be a performance on June 29th at Long's Park. We're doing
Fantastic.
A concert titled Music That's Out of This World. So we're doing selections from Gustav Holst's The Planets, and that's a lot of fun. And then we have some movie music that's associated with outer space.
That's excellent.
E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Star Trek. So we're looking forward to that. So that again creates this environment where the students are learning so much sitting next to the pros.
Yeah. That experience has to just be invaluable.
It's amazing. Yeah. Well, last season we did Beethoven's Ninth Symphony at Long's Park. And that was this mentoring concept, and it was just terrific.
Wow. Let's take another listen to Allegro. This is a piece called Fantasy Nocturne for Piano and Orchestra by John Carbon. Can you set this clip up for me, Brian?
So this is a brand new work. This is not Beethoven. This is not Mozart. This is not Haydn. This is a remarkable piano concerto written with the intent of creating a challenge for the pianist, where the pianist is going to be all over the instrument all the time, and then the orchestra is a continuous backup to the piano soloist. It's got incredible energy, great excitement, and again, this was a world premiere.
Here's another sample from Allegro, Lancaster's Chamber Orchestra. This is Fantasy Nocturne for Piano and Orchestra on Around the Wood Stove. Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. Now back to the conversation. We're with conductor Dr. Brian Norcross, musician Morgan Davis, and vice president of Allegro, Leslie Lindemann, on Around the Woodstove. Well, summer is upon us, thankfully, and you've got a very exciting summer series coming up. So tell us when you're going to be performing and where, and some details.
We are on the second Saturday of every summer month, so that's June, July, and August, second Saturday. The first show is June 14th. It's a concert titled Going Solo, and we have three pieces that are unusual with soloists, most of whom are local. So we're doing Haydn's Sinfonia Concertante, which features four soloists, Jeff O'Donnell, very well-known oboist in the area, also Todd Sullivan, who is our concertmaster, violinist. We also have Kim Booker, who is a bassoonist, who teaches in the area, and also John Caldwell, cellist, who has been the principal cellist for Allegro since we started. Then we have a piccolo concerto by Vivaldi that was going to be presented by our principal flute player, Jana McKay. And then we've got a very unusual solo piece. It's by a 21st century composer, Michael Dougherty. It's called Flamingo, and it features two tambourine soloists.
Wait, say what?
Two tambourine.
Not just one.
Not one. Two.
How do you solo on a tambourine?
Well, they've...
I guess I need to show up and
find out. You've got to see this, and they each will have three different tambourines that they're using.
Wow.
So just the visual component of this, you got to see that.
Yeah,
and then we're going to close that out with Mozart Symphony No. 39, which is a terrific symphony, and people will enjoy that a great deal. Then we roll around to July. July the 12th, the concert is titled Fire. We're presenting the Ritual Fire Dance by Manuel de Falla. We also have Haydn Cello Concerto in C Major featuring local cello superior artist Sarah Mayle. Looking forward to her presentation. We also have The Entrance to the Queen of Sheba by Handel, and we're closing out that concert with Beethoven's Symphony No. 2, which is really significant for Allegro, because with this performance, it means we have performed all nine of Beethoven's symphonies in our very short time of only being around for 13 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So that's really exciting. And then our final concert for our summer season.
Let's go on a wondrous journey.
Wondrous journey. That's the title of this show. It's August 9th, again, the second Saturday. It's going to feature another work by Ralph Lehman. This is so cool. It's called Wondrous Journey. It was commissioned by my wife for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it has four movements, one movement which depicts our wedding, actually has a hymn tune that was used in the wedding, a movement that depicts our four children who play horn and oboe and trombone and cello, and as the piece progresses, those instruments are highlighted.
Oh, that's great.
Then we have a movement of shared loss. We have a niece named Mariah who passed away a couple of years ago. We miss her a great deal, and that movement is tribute to her. And then the last movement is looking to the future, and it ends on a dominant chord. And in music, that's not the chord that ends. That's the chord in the middle of things.
I see.
So this piece doesn't really end because the story is not over. We're also going to have Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1, which has a screaming high French horn part and great oboe parts. You got to see that. And we're going to close out with Leonard Bernstein's Symphonic Dances from West Side Story. That's just going to be an amazing show.
Sounds like a great summer. Now, could give me some details on when these shows happen. So we know they're on the second Saturdays, but one performance, evening, how's it work?
So we have a matinee at 2 o'clock in Steinman Hall, and then another performance at 7:30, also in Steinman Hall. So that's, again, the second Saturday of every month. And you can buy tickets in advance by going to our website, allegrochamberorchestra.org, or you can call the Ware Center box office. Their number is 717-872-3811. And, of course, we're on Facebook. Facebook.com/AllegroLancaster. And I did want to point out, this is something also very unique about Allegro. Kids 18 and under get in completely free. So such a cheap date. Bring your kids along.
We are all about promoting this for families. We think that's so important. So kids up to 18 are free. You're not going to see a deal like this anywhere.
No, that's really amazing. That's really fantastic you're doing that. I love it. I mean, I just love what you're doing and the way that you're opening up to the community and really, in many cases, I'm sure, introducing this music to people who normally would not have an opportunity to see it. It's great work that you're doing. Dr. Brian Norcross, Morgan Davis, Leslie Lindemann, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come down and talk with me about what you have going on at Allegro.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.